At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Faith Johnson will be sworn in as Dallas County District Attorney today. She was appointed in December to replace Republican Susan Hawk, who resigned to focus on her mental health. Johnson is slated to become Dallas County's first black female district attorney. She'll serve the remainder of Hawk's term into 2018 and plans on running after it ends. Johnson is a former judge and prosecutor. Dr. Carl Chalky is managing and medical director of the Retina Foundation of the Southwest and the Clinical Center for Innovation for Age-Related Macular Degeneration. Here he is talking with KERA's Sam Baker.
What is macular degeneration?
It's a slow degeneration of the cells in the back of the eye that occurs mostly in patients over the age of 65. As much as a third of the population over the age of 80 can have some form of the disease. We think that as we age, certain immune processes, certain protective processes start to deteriorate, and those patients who are at highest risk for macular degeneration then start to exhibit signs of the disease.
How long can you have macular degeneration before you're fully aware that you actually have it?
You can have early signs of the disease and be relatively asymptomatic. Or the symptoms can be very subtle, like decreased vision in what we call low luminance. You're in a restaurant, you're driving at night, and you're finding you're having difficulties. Many people will say, that's just getting older, when in fact, that is not a normal aging process. That may be the early signs of the disease. In some cases, as the disease progresses, patients will then start to realize that they're having trouble reading, seeing vision in front of them. And then, of course, the more severe forms can lead to legal blindness, meaning inability to read at all.
But are you totally without sight once you reach that point?
No, that's one thing we always tell patients. This is not a total blinding condition. This involves, as the name implies, the macula, which is responsible for our fine vision, our reading vision, our watching television vision, our reading, our driving vision. The peripheral vision always remains intact. So patients never go completely blind, but many of the important functional aspects of our vision deteriorate.
There's no cure for macular degeneration, but you can slow its progress as simply as eating right?
And there's now more and more evidence that what we term the Mediterranean diet can slow and in some cases prevent the onset of the disease. Foods that we eat are in many ways medicines, and the types of foods that we eat seem to affect this disease as other diseases as well.
So what types of foods are best?
Green leafy vegetables, fruits, nuts, fish. If you're cooking with oil, using olive oil, and that as opposed to our Western diet, which is steak, butter, and lots of ice cream, are what we think have a healthy effect and can slow the progression of this disease.
Do we know if eating that fruit and vegetable-based diet can prevent macular degeneration?
Probably doesn't prevent it, but it clearly reduces the rate at which it progresses. It appears that when we looked in the population at various ages, patients who had been on a Mediterranean-type diet had less severe forms of the disease.
Meantime, are there any other treatments for macular degeneration?
Well, there are. So the interesting thing about this disease is it comes in two flavors, as we call it to patients. The dry form is the degenerative form. Cells in the back of the eye slowly become dysfunctional and in some cases stop working completely. For that, we have no treatments. A percentage of patients will develop what's called the wet form. It's as if the body is trying to repair itself by growing little blood vessels under the retina, and these will bleed and cause a more dramatic reduction in vision. For that form, while we don't have yet a complete cure, we have treatments that can slow that process down. So that's one of the reasons that screening is so important. That's one of the reasons that if patients do notice a sudden change in their vision, they go see their eye care specialist, because for the wet form, we have a treatment that, while not ideal, can slow that process down.
Dr. Chalky, thank you for being with me.
Thank you so very much.
Dr. Carl Chalky is Managing and Medical Director of the Retina Foundation of the Southwest and the Clinical Center of Innovation for Age-Related Macular Degeneration. Starting today, listen in at 9 o'clock for the flagship program from the BBC World Service. It's called BBC NewsHour, and one of the hosts is Razia Iqbal.
We pride ourselves on seeing NewsHour as a program that will actively have politicians on in order to hold them to account, in order to get them to answer questions that we think the people in their countries will want to have answers to.
BBC NewsHour will air every weekday morning from 9 to 10 o'clock and on weekend afternoons at 3. And today at 1, KERA's talk show Think begins broadcasting to stations across Texas. That won't change a lot for listeners here. You'll still be able to hear the show from noon to 2 and from 9 to 11 at night every Monday through Thursday. There is a bonus, though, an extra hour of Think every Friday at 1. Chris Boyd's first statewide guest is James Fallows of The Atlantic Magazine. He'll talk about the year he spent reporting on Donald Trump's America. That's Think, today at 1 o'clock on KERA and on public radio stations across the state. A tornado watch is in effect for Tyler until 2 this afternoon. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies with a high near 72 today. Tonight, also partly cloudy, low around 51. Tomorrow should be partly sunny with the high around 60. And tomorrow night looks to be mostly cloudy, a low around 34. It's currently 57 degrees in Dallas, 55 in Fort Worth, 56 in Tyler, and 51 in Wichita Falls. It's 8:30.